DW.
Das E, dass man das verschieden aussprechen.
That's Marzelia Potlich, a teacher at a Berlin-based adult literacy organization called AOB, or Arbeitskreis Orientierungs- und Bildungshilfe. Lawrence Voyek started learning to read and write here at the age of 50. Today she's teaching him about the letter E. Sometimes in German it sounded as an extended E sound, and at other times as a more stumpy E sound.
Ich kaufe für meine ne Tante eine neue.
Lawrence has been coming here twice a week for more than 4 years. Of the almost 800 million illiterate people in the world and 300,000 in Berlin, he's one of the few to seek help.
Eigentlich Chance bekommen, weil ich dann wo früh Rente kam. Weil gesagt, jetzt lernst du richtig lesen und schreiben.
When I went into early retirement, I thought to myself, okay, now's your chance to learn how to read and write properly. It gives you a great amount of confidence when you're no longer dependent on someone else. You can read your own mail and run errands without asking someone else for help.
Nicht mehr jemand zu fragen.
The reason why Lawrence can't read goes back to his childhood in the former West Berlin. He grew up in the early 70s when teachers didn't really know how to deal with his learning disability, so they stopped trying. Eventually, he slipped through the cracks. His teacher, Marzelia, says his story is not uncommon for his generation.
Many pupils have this problem, and nowadays there are many programs for this, but in 40 years ago, there was nearly no help.
Lawrence only started talking openly about not being able to read when he was 35. Before then, hiding the fact took up a lot of his energy.
Das Gefühl, damit alleine umzugehen, und ich.
I know the problem was in my head. I'd say things like, you're basically alone, you can't do it, you'll never amount to anything. It was confusing. I would wonder, why can't I do it? Everyone else can do it, why can't I?
Man versteht die Welt nicht, warum geht das nicht? Alle finden das und du kannst das nicht.
He says sometimes those thoughts drove him to a sense of utter hopelessness.
Da ja manchmal auch so Art mehr Suizidgedanken hatte.
I had thoughts about suicide. I felt alone. It was very difficult to come to terms with it all.
Schwierig, damit zurechtzukommen.
When he eventually opened up to his friends, it still took a long time before he sought to address the problem.
Die meisten waren die Freundin, oder.
Most of my friends were understanding, or they tried to help me learn. But I was mostly too impatient. It would have meant having to completely expose how weak I felt.
Wie schwach man ist.
According to Lawrence, those years were filled with shame and suspicion.
Früher war das eben.
It was extremely uncomfortable to ask someone for help, or to go to eat in a restaurant. I always ordered the same thing because I knew what I was getting.
He developed his own coping mechanisms. For example, he would identify various foods in the grocery store by their colors and the shapes of their packaging. But even this strategy would sometimes fail him.
Once when I went shopping, I asked, "Where's the whipped cream?" Then the attendant said, "At the back on the left, can't you read?" Previously, the whipped cream used to be in a yogurt-like container, so it was confusing when they changed the packaging.
Und das irritiert denn, wenn das eine andere Verpackung schon ist.
Lawrence made it through his professional life by working in construction. He says he had no problems interpreting sketches and numbers.
War ich früher auch Manager in der Tischlerei, alle.
I was a manager in a carpentry business. Everyone knew I couldn't read or write. I even oversaw a few people, but I made it work.
Ging eigentlich.
But not being able to read official documents caused him some trouble. He remembers trying to cash in his pension later on and finding out that because he hadn't handed in a particular document, he had forfeited a large sum of money.
When I applied for my pension payout, I had saved all the documents. The amount was around 21,000 euro. They said, "You should have handed this in 7 years ago. Only then would you have gotten the payout." So that means the money has gone down the drain.
So ist das ganze Geld flöten.
Recently, the city of Berlin made 11 million euros available between 2015 and 2023 for programs like the one Lawrence is attending. Although the AOB is well-funded, Lawrence still has to pay 10 euros a month to attend, which Marzelia says is necessary for him to have a sense of ownership over his learning.
It's very important that they are involved in the learning because it's very difficult and they need to feel responsible.
Marzelia says that one of their biggest challenges is trying to entice the 7.5 million illiterate adults in Germany to make use of these kinds of programs.
There's a lot of shame, and often people don't know that they can get classes or courses.
In general, Marzelia says that the learning process for adults can be much more difficult than for children.
An adult needs much more time, of course, and a child has every day it's learning, but an adult only for some hours, and so and the child is open, and mostly adults have a bad experience with learning, so it's much more difficult.
Despite this, Marzelia says it's extremely rewarding to witness her students' progress, no matter how small.
For me, there are little things, like a woman who told me, I was in the restaurant, and for the first time, I read the menu. That was great. I was proud, too.
Lorenz has also started going to restaurants himself, although he says, jokingly, that he still avoids Asian restaurants because of the unfamiliar words. According to his teachers, Lorenz is a star student. For them, he's living proof of AOB's informal motto,
it's never too late to learn.
For DW in Berlin, Germany, I'm Tony Andrews.
This report was brought to you by DW.